Good morning. It's the 22nd of May 2015, and today is the day that Ireland votes in the referendum. It votes in a referendum which will determine whether or not everybody in the country will be able to get married. So it's all about same-sex marriage. It's all about marriage equality. It's all about whether men will be allowed to marry men and women allowed to marry women in future. And a special big thanks to Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, who has just this morning taken the trouble to make an audioboo about what's happening in Ireland. And it's great to hear Paul's take on it. His view is that it should be a walk in the park. And I must say, it contrasts with my own. I'm sitting here nervously itching in the kitchen, saying to myself, now, will this get through? Will this get through? Think about the referendum that was closest to this one, which the referendum which legalized divorce in 1993 or 94. I've seen the stats, and it really was Dublin and a bit of Cork that got that through, and the rest of the country did not vote yes for divorce. The divorce referendum was carried in Ireland by a majority of 10,000 votes, which is, 5,000 people voting the other way, or as somebody said to me, one vote per ballot box in the country would have swung it the other way. And that means that, well, actually, what happened was that whole parts of the country voted, 65% no against divorce, 60% no, those kind of figures. The population imbalance is why if you get a huge vote in favour of it in Dublin, it can swing virtually the whole country. But the situation in Ireland today, for me, it may be that because I'm so much in favour of a yes vote that I'm on edge. And if it does happen that the yes side wins by 60% against 40, let's say, nobody will be more pleased. But I can't pretend that I feel that it's going to be a walk in the park. There has been as good a debate about this topic that as the Irish people have been able to have. That's my take on it. There has been as good a debate. Now, some people might think there could have been a better debate, but there has been a long campaign on this. It's been plenty of time, and both sides have been able to muster their arguments. And for better or worse, I don't think that the no case against same-sex marriage could have been put any better by the Irish people. So make whatever you like of the no case, but they've had huge opportunity. In fact, much more opportunity than you might expect if you just took a sort of plain common sense view. The vast majority of people in the country were in favour at the beginning, or at least said they were in favour. Well, let me say 70% or something like that of people in the country, maybe even higher, were in favour of same-sex marriage when asked about it at the beginning. But there is a compulsion, a necessity in Irish law that in a referendum, both sides must be given equal voice. So, television producers and radio producers, they have been monitoring by the second the distribution of airtime to both sides. So, and the newspapers have been pretty scrupulous at giving inches for people on both sides to express their point of view. So it's been pretty even in terms of media. The quality of the debate, the Irish people couldn't have had a better quality debate because that's the best we're able to do. So, But what way is it going to go? What way is it going to go? Let me just clarify one or two points from Paul's audio. It's not a bill. It's not a bill that's at issue here today. It's a constitution. Ireland has a written constitution. There are clauses in it. And this referendum proposes to add a number of words to the existing constitution. Now, let me just read to you the exact what an Irish voter will meet when they go into the ballot box today. And this is exactly what they will see. Do you approve of the proposal to amend the constitution contained in the undermentioned bill? So in that sense, it's the bill is called the 34th Amendment of the Constitution, Marriage Equality Bill 2015. Right. So it says then, this is what the bill contains, right? This is the only thing contained in the bill. Marriage may be contracted. Oh yes, sorry, you are being asked in the referendum to add the following words to the constitution. Married, these are the words that are going to be or will not be added to the constitution. Marriage may be contracted in accordance with law by two persons without distinction as to their sex. So that is, you know, should that phrase or should that sentence, marriage may be contracted in accordance with law by two persons without distinction as to their sex, that is what Irish people are being asked to vote upon today. And that's all. Right? That is it. It's not a complicated bill with loads and loads of clauses to it and, you know, as a normal parliamentary bill. It's a bill in the sense, and Paul is right to say it's a bill in the sense that any alteration to the constitution, the way you have to put it through, is in the form of a bill. But it's not what we would normally think of as a bill. There have been huge arguments in Ireland about the implications of adding marriage may be contracted in accordance with law by two persons without distinction as to their sex. There'll be huge debate about that. Like, how will the judges interpret that? You know, what'll be against the constitution or what won't be against the constitution and what will be taken into account. There've been inevitably huge arguments about that, and there've been, you know, masses of airtime for both sides to put their point of view. And that's it. And incidentally, by the way, there's a second referendum on today in Ireland in which people are being asked whether people younger than 35 will be allowed to put themselves forward for election to be president of Ireland. At present, you've got to be 35 years old to go forward for even put your name on the or to have your name put on the ballot for Irish president. And this referendum proposes that the age will be reduced to 20, you know, that anyone between 21, from 21 up, sorry, from 21 up will be allowed to go on the ballot paper. There's been hardly a shred of public debate about that one. And, you know, I personally will vote in favour of that. But I think I'm going to be on the losing side. Most people in Ireland who have argued about this whole point have argued about whether Ireland should have a president who's, you know, as young as 21, 20, you know, something like that. And in my view, that's kind of irrelevant because nobody at the age of 21 would ever get elected to be president in Ireland. It was just inconceivable to think of a circumstances in which somebody that young would become president. So I don't think that's even remotely possible. But I do think that if people are allowed to put their name or their name put on the ballot paper at the age of 21, 23, 25, you know, 34, I don't see any problem with that. And it's a kind of symbolic, you know, expanding the extent to which people in the country can be active in politics. Anyway, I don't want to say much about that, and I just want to thank Paul Hopkins for spreading awareness of what Ireland is doing today, and you know, we'll see what happens. So is Paul going to be right? Is this a walk in the park? No, I agree with him totally. It should be a walk in the park. You know, my own daughter says, you know, we shouldn't even have to vote on this. Is it going to be a walk in the park, or is it going to be a nerve-wracking situation? Or could it be lost? Could it be lost? Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. Bye.